The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hands. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hands. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening? A boy asked his father, "Dad, are bugs good to eat?" "That's disgusting. Don't talk about things like that over dinner," the dad replies. After dinner, the father asks, "Now, son, what did you want to ask me?" "Oh, nothing," the boy says. "There was a bug in your soup, but now it's gone." Today, we are in the fourth Sunday of Easter. In this Sunday, we celebrate Jesus as Good Shepherd. And also, we remember World's Day of Prayer for Vocations. Each year on this Sunday, we reflect on the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd who devotedly and kindly takes care of his flock. And the title, Pastor, it is also called a shepherd who leads, who feeds, who nurtures, comforts, corrects, and protects his flock responsibility that belongs to every church leader. Before we speak about Jesus as a good shepherd, let us know about ordinary shepherds at the time of Jesus, how their life will be. What are the things they do? How the government or the politicians will take care of the shepherds? And how about their life? In those days at the time of Jesus, the shepherds was still an important worker, but he was not looked on with great confidence. They live their life with animals in the forest, without social life. They were disqualified from appearing as legal witnesses. People considered shepherds as thieves because their flocks sometimes eat crops of other property. So they were considered as thieves. They were considered as outcasts. The shepherds, donkey drivers, and peddlers were all at the bottom of the social scale. In today's gospel reading, Jesus himself introduces himself as a good shepherd. So now we heard the life of shepherds at the time of Jesus, how terrible it was. They live with animals in the forest. No one respect them. They have no authorities to speak or to give some kind of evidence. So that was the situation of the shepherds at the time of Jesus, and Jesus compares himself as a shepherd. How it is possible, and how Jesus compares himself those shepherds. So Jesus here clearly says three claims how he is a good shepherd. Three claims. That is what we heard in today's gospel. The first claim Jesus as a good shepherd is he knows his sheep and his sheep hear his voice. There are many voices that each person hears each day. We all hear different voices every day. The voice of the radio announcer over the radio, the reporter's voice on television, and husbands and wives hear each other's voices every day. Workers hear the voice of their manager every day. In the midst of so many voices, we can distinguish what type of voices they are. Even though we hear many voices, we know who is speaking. Whose voice is this? Even if you get new voice, hey, there is someone, some new voice is coming around me. We find out. The shepherds knew each sheep of their flock by name. And the sheep knew their shepherd and his voice. This is true. The sheep, I was a shepherd when I was studying 8th grade and 9th grade. I used to keep some sheep or goats names. I will call the name. If they go in wrong way, I will call the name. Immediately they turn. Because they know me. They recognize my voice. I did many times. I named for the sheep and goats, and they know my voice clearly, as it is in the Word of God. So Jesus knows each one of us, our needs, our merits, and our faults. He loves us as we are, with all our limitations, and he expects us to return his love by keeping his word. So now, how we can recognize Jesus' voice? Where we can hear Jesus' voice? At every Mass, through the Bible, through our pastors, through our parents, through our friends, and through events of our life. These are all the voices of Jesus. So that is why Jesus says, I know my sheep. They know my voice. They follow me. That is the first point. And the second point is, he gives eternal life to us, his sheep. He gives eternal life to us. By receiving us into his sheepfold, and giving us faith through baptism. And then he strengthens that faith in confirmation. He supplies food for our souls in the Holy Eucharist and in the divine words of the Holy Bible. He makes our society holy by the sacraments of matrimony and the priesthood. And the third point is, he protects is sheep. How? By placing them in the loving hands of His Almighty Father. He goes in search of stray lambs and heals the sick ones. This is exactly what I did. Sometimes they go away in the forest. I go for searching. My legs will be paining. No water. Sometimes something will struck in the legs of lambs or goats. They will be limping. So I need to make them to sleep, put it down and take something and remove the stone. Sometimes stones and nails or something will be in the hand. So I went and searched and I looked after them well. In the same way, Jesus searches for everyone who lost. Jesus heals the wounds of our souls through the sacraments of reconciliation and strengthens us in illness and old age with the sacrament of holy anointing. So Jesus was good shepherd, not for sheep, goats or cows, but He was shepherd for God's people. By His word, actions and by His death on the cross, He led us to heaven. So we call Jesus as good shepherd. As your shepherd, He totally committed Himself. He totally sacrificed Himself as a good shepherd for our sake, for our goodness. That is what we heard in the first reading. Paul and Barnabas, as a shepherd, they went searching for the sheep, the lost ones. Even though there are something going on, problems and struggles, but they went searching for the sheep, the lost ones. And they did it. So, what is we? How we can be a shepherd? Do we like to be only sheep? Or do we want to become shepherds? The idea that Jesus has on all of us is we all need to become shepherds. So, let us become good shepherds, good leaders, and good followers. Everyone who is entrusted with the cares of others is a shepherd. Hence, pastors, parents, teachers, doctors, nurses, government officials. In our parish, there are so many groups, group leaders. The supporters. Everyone are called shepherds. Those who take part in the responsibility of shepherd is called the shepherd. We need to support each one as a shepherds. And we need to look for the sheep that are lost. So that is the responsibility that Jesus has given to all of us. We need to become shepherds and we need to find out the lost sheep. And the sheep who doesn't know the voice of Jesus. We need to take the voice of Jesus to that sheep who doesn't heard the voice of Jesus, the word of Jesus. In that way, we can become a good shepherd for the sheep of His flock and a good shepherd in the fold of Jesus. So let us think about our shepherd's sheep. what we are doing, how we are doing. Is there anything to do as a shepherd? Do I want to be a sheep or do I want to become a shepherd?